There's a new beer brand on the scene which is raising funds to support African wildlife conservation. As if every part of that sentence wasn't exciting enough, the folks over at Fauna Brewing were kind enough to send us their core range to get our taste buds into. We spotlight the brewery and review their IPA. Fauna Brewing are as committed to conservation as they are to brewing great beer. I'll let Fauna Brewing explain. Greater than the largest problem currently facing the Americas, world is climate change and species decline. We are facing the world's sixth mass extinction with over 100 species going extinct every day. This is a biodiversity crisis and action needs to be taken now. At our core, we are a purpose-driven brand. We believe everyone should strive to make a change no matter how big or small. The company's founder Phil Howard trained as a bush ranger in Botswana after studying zoology at university. He states, "The largest problem currently facing the world is climate change and species decline. We are facing the world's sixth mass extinction, with over 100 species going extinct every day. This is a biodiversity crisis and action needs to be taken now. At our core, Fauna is a purpose-driven brand. We believe everyone should strive to make a change no matter how big or small, and we make it as easy as drinking a beer." Fauna sales help to fund conservation for three hand-selected charities: the Cheetah Conservation Fund, https://cheetah.org/painteddogconservation, www.paintedog.org, and the African Pangolin Working Group, www.africanpangolin.org. Aligning nicely with the core range of beers. Wild Dog IPA. As you can see, the tin art pays homage to traditional African art styles. The can sticker is a comfortable blend of smooth and matte grip and is lovely to look at. Cracking it open, we get a whiff which turns out to be heavier than the actual taste but still full of enticing promise. Slightly tropical but undoubtedly IPA. The pour is a dank and hazy pineapple juice hue but not too thick. Getting it down the hatch, there's a smooth mouthfeel and the taste is that of hops and stone fruit. I never really thought much about stone fruit as a flavor, despite seeing it so much on beer description labels, but this one most certainly falls into that category. There's a smooth and slightly bitter IPA aftertaste typical of the style itself and continues as full-bodied but refreshing. The initial juicy taste then moves into delicious dank and smooth oats. Overall, Wild Dog IPA has a deliciously hoppy and punchy profile. Weighing in at 4.2% ABV, it's not going to ruin your day, but could make your night. You can find out more about Wild Dog IPA and Fauna Brewing on their site faunabrewing.com. CrazyDiscussDo.com blog for the modern geek, lifestyle, news, reviews, film/TV, gaming, tech, music, opinions, culture, craft beer, and general geekery.